Hello, it's Gabriel. It is Saturday, February 22nd, and I am going on a bit of a walk. I'm totally worn out. It's been rough lately, I will say. Things have been going incredibly well, however, because I have at least spent a few days below 455. That puts me at just over 120 pounds down, and more importantly, I am on track to hit my target of losing more weight in February than I did in January. And I'll certainly say it's been pretty hard. At the moment, my stomach is feeling all queasy. I don't know, I really don't feel like going for a walk, really don't feel like being outside, but I'm kind of just forcing myself to do it. Because, well, A, what counts as sunshine when it's all overcast like this is probably worth getting. But then the other side of it is that I don't know if there's any other productive things I can do today. It's pretty sad, but this walk through the cold is pretty much all I can muster at the moment. Because today is Saturday, these are my designated rest days. But I also try to do a little bit of active recovery, like walking today. I have successfully done 3 weeks of returning to my previous schedule of active 5 days a week, 3 days at the gym, and 2 days at the pool. And I'm going to be honest, it's pretty grueling. It's certainly hard to accomplish during winter. It's kind of crazy how much easier this all felt in the summer and the fall. But the results are certainly coming in. I was suspicious that returning to this schedule would be the thing that actually puts me on track to beat January. And it seems like that prediction is what did it, because eating within the ranges I can reach down to only results in a certain amount of weight loss. And so if I want to lose weight faster than purely by eating, I also need to incorporate extra activity. But I'm finding it incredibly hard because I find the recovery demands honestly kind of intense. I find myself more worn down in general. And the real reason why I jump-started this is because I figure if I can do this properly in the winter time, as spring comes around, it's only going to get easier and easier, and I'll have a lot of ways to kind of bounce off this and make some really kick-ass progress. Because thinking about how 2025 has gone so far, we're basically 2 months into the year, which is, oh my goodness, a sixth of it is down. And I am currently, at least for the year according to my spreadsheet, down like 24 pounds. 24 or 26, I forget which it was. Anyways, so let's say that puts me at 12 a month. You multiply that by the 12 months, I'm on track to lose about 150. Now my target is to go down 200 within 2025. And the way I anticipate I'll be able to make that is, well, A, by keeping this kind of intense schedule I'm trying to stick to, but then as the snow goes away, it becomes a whole lot warmer. I can spend a lot of time just outside, going for longer walks, doing some exercises outside, trying to do whatever I can to raise my level of activity in ways that it's kind of hard to do at home. I do have my kettlebells. I have my 15 pound and the 40 pound. Today I'm too wiped to do much with it. I did do some last night actually. And so the plan is that the 40 pound is for practicing swings. Now that 40 pounds is pretty easy for me, I can swing the 70 pound kettlebell at the gym, just not for too many reps. And, so I've got the 40 pound one at home, which I'm hoping will really amplify my progress in that regard. But I'll admit, it is hard to do home exercises when it's like, oh, I'm feeling so worn down from everything. And it is going well, despite how challenging this all is. I'm, as I mentioned, down over 120 pounds from my highest, lost about 24 to 26 over these last 2 months, on track to beat January, and I guess on a small little basic milestone, where I'm at like these bus stops, there are these like very small, maybe small to me, but maybe not small to others, seats in bus stops, and it would hurt if I would try to sit in one of those, because it's like, I'd be stretching myself inside it. And so, now, just this last weekend, I sat in one of them, and it didn't feel, let's just say, terribly uncomfortable. It seems like I can now properly fit in those seats. And it's not a huge deal, but it is something. And actually, I do want to do a video talking about everything once I successfully get below 450, because that's when shit gets real for me. Like, 450, and this is gonna sound crazy to many people, is kind of what, like, has felt normal to me for a frustratingly long amount of time. By being able to reach below that level is going to show me that I do actually have control of this process. I can actually, you know, make progress reversing the damage, and I can become more useful, because hitting that size is no fun. No fun at all. Which brings me to something I guess I kind of want to address, because some of the feedback I kind of get from people is saying that I'm either going too fast, asking why I'm going so quickly, or what's the rush, so to speak. Now, I don't really want to go into the nitty-gritty details of, at my age, there is various opportunity costs to not being in adequate shape, and those have been hitting me in the face quite a bit. I will honestly say, being this big is no fun. If I can get it over with sooner rather than later, it would absolutely make me feel pretty good. The other side of this, though, is that, especially over the last couple of years, there have been opportunities, personal, social, even career-wise, that I would have been able to take advantage of if I wasn't this heavy. And that has really worn me down a lot. I will say the guilt and the desperation from being so incapable for so long has absolutely gotten to the point where I'm basically sick of it. I don't want to be powerless anymore. I don't want to be unable to do things. And I don't want to be relying on other people. I mean, it's obviously you always have to rely on somebody to some degree. But like, I kind of backed myself up into a corner by sacrificing my health, being like, oh, as long as I'm making money, I'm doing fine. Yeah, that worked for a while at security, and, you know, a little bit longer before I got terminated, but now I'm kind of like in this hole where it's like my options are severely limited, and at the risk of getting a little dark about this, you know, a lot of people, even internationally, are reading about Made in Canada, and it's like, gotta be honest, I don't feel very far off from being in that kind of situation. I mean, certainly at the 570-pound mark, it was like, well, what the hell can I do? Because it's clear I surely have some intellectual and creative talents that can be put into use, but none of that really matters if I can't even conform to a normal daytime schedule. And so that's why sleep has been a big part of this journey, even though it certainly comes with its ups and downs. I've certainly been living a daytime schedule for quite some time now, but maybe sleep quality is a bit of a problem. I still need to optimize But more to the point, it's the kind of thing that when I was at my highest, the ability to even work most jobs was completely off the table. Even now, I'm still limited in some ways. I'm also concerned that some opportunities may actually interfere with my ability to continue making progress. So I'm in kind of a difficult situation. And so the sooner I can leave this precarious, terrifying, devastating trap that is being this large, the better off I'm going to be. And yes, there is a great deal of urgency. There's a great deal of drive in the sense that I am tired of being functionally useless. I am tired of not being able to bike places. I'm tired of really just everything getting in my way. It's incredibly hard on me. And it's like, it bothers the crap out of me because it's not fun to be this big. I think a lot of people struggle with getting the perspective of it. Because if you don't know anyone who's significantly overweight, and even if you do, I genuinely wonder how much you're being read into the difficulties. Because on my end, I certainly was not gratuitously sharing just how hard it all is. Because you don't want to broadcast. It's like, oh yeah, going up the stairs is hard. Oh yeah. You know, you just kind of, the way I wrote it before was, it's like you kind of just deal with things that seem out of reach until they're eventually out of reach. And that's really tough to deal with. Speaking of opportunity costs, though, a lot of what I'm doing right now is very time sensitive. I basically burned through the last of my savings from the previous job I was lucky to get. And yeah, that was great. That was awesome. But the thing is now things are getting kind of thin. That's for darn sure. I don't want to elaborate too much on that. But the thing I have told people and shared here is that I am relying on my other half and her family significantly. And that was kind of inevitable as I was getting this big. I really underestimated how much it would pigeonhole me. And it's hard to deal with. It's certainly hard, you know, on the low days, I basically feel like a glorified pet or infant because of how little I can actually do things to kind of contribute and provide. And it's hard because that pressure is certainly there. I mean, a lot of people will try to be compassionate and say, oh, you shouldn't worry about that. But it's like, no, sorry, that's ingrained. That's not going anywhere anytime soon. And more to the point, I feel like I can be capable pretty quickly. Like, if I actually meet this target of losing 200 pounds this year, I won't be done. I won't be like that 15% body fat target I have for the long-term goal. But as far as like day-to-day functionality, I'll be pretty much done with all the major hurdles. Things will still be hard, but at least I'll be strong enough and there won't be so much in the way. I mean, maybe there'll be skin flaps I have to worry about, who knows. But fundamentally, my situation can be drastically improved this year. And so since I'm kind of relying on those around me to kind of help make this happen, there's really no desire to stretch this out. Because this process, as much as I am able to reach higher highs emotionally, the process itself is still not incredibly fun. I would certainly, you know, I would never tell anyone, oh, I wish I could be losing weight all my life. No, that's absolutely not true. There are many other, you know, health and fitness objectives I would rather be reaching towards instead of just getting this fat off me. And that's a big part of this, is that it is a difficult thing to pull off. It's certainly not fun. It wears you down. And it's difficult to face all the difficult emotions that are definitely tied up in all of it. So it's like, yeah, why would I want to stretch that out? Why would I want to spend 10 years ruminating as the months go by and I lose my mind? Now, to be fair, if my life situation was a little different, if I had a pretty stable, you know, remote job or something I could reasonably get to, it wouldn't be so bad. I probably could take a more relaxed approach to this process, but that's not the situation I'm in. And really, this feeds into so many different practical problems facing me, because even being able to shovel, and I shared a video of that recently, where it's like, yeah, that was incredibly gratifying, actually being able to do something for once. it's kind of crazy. And so the problem with me being so reliant on others is that I feel at least obligated to make good on their investment by doing as well as I can. And I think I've done pretty well. I mean, my chart looks not linear, but pretty damn close to it when you look at the effort I'm putting in. And that didn't happen overnight. That was something that took years of me wrestling with this issue, figuring out my problems, because I'm sure people could accuse me of being a lot of things, but they can't accuse me of not being self-aware. I have spent a long time ruminating about many things, but I will certainly admit there were aspects of strategic denial as far as, oh, is this really that bad? Oh, is it, you know, whatever? Like, yeah, there was certainly some denial in the process, but that doesn't mean I wasn't thinking about it. My mind constantly goes racing, and it would be as simple as, oh, Gabriel breaks something new, so he spends however long it would take for me to ruminate about how much of a terrible waste of space I am because I broke that thing. I might have mentioned this before, but you know, chairs are how it starts. Generally, when you start getting bigger, you start breaking chairs. But I had graduated from chairs to, like, infrastructure, basically. It's like I broke a whole railing by falling over it. One time I've cracked a bathtub. And there's a lot of hard things. And so to me, what I really want to escape in this process is the powerlessness. There was a very frustrating incident where I kind of slipped in the tub. And slipping is always very tough at large sizes, because you slip, you catch yourself, you think you're fine, but actually no, you've just kind of put a ton of strength and effort through one of your limbs, and now that's gonna hurt for at least a week, possibly longer. And so that it's never any fun to slip above 500 pounds, that's for sure. And I noticed when I was like kind of like rummaging around trying to get upright again, I'm like, okay, well, if I just put my feet on the bottom of the tub, I'll be able to push myself back up. No, I was unable to squat my body weight at 570 pounds. That was something I had to work up to. And that was tough. It was honestly something that, like, having your feet against the ground, trying to push up into the air to just get back up because you're uncomfortable, you're wet, you're kind of like a little in shock over the whole fall. And it's like, you just can't do it. Your body will not generate the force that you kind of expect to be there. And that's really just an episode that shows the overall helplessness of being as large as I was. Like, I'm very far from being perfectly functional and perfectly independent at the moment, but I've at least made enough strides that I'm very grateful for the progress I've already made. Like, I know just how insanely difficult my situation at 570 pounds was. And I worry that because obesity, especially severe obesity, is a bit of a taboo topic, or worse, people want to pretend it's healthy, and so we kind of don't discuss the downsides very much. I think a lot of people just don't have a frame of reference for it. And, like, it's hard because I think lifestyle circumstances play into it a lot. If I was still earning an income, would I be able to justify to myself, oh, it's not that bad, I'm still doing well, but it's like, things were deteriorating quite a bit. It was a fight to stay able to walk, never mind other more ambitious things. And it's like, I've got to be honest, it kind of ruined my life. I don't think that's a big shocker to say, but like, and it's so hard because I wish I could say that like Gabriel going as fast as he can was too fast. I really wish I was capable of losing weight too darn quickly, but I have, I guess, the benefit of aiming for consistency because, yes, I could try fasting for arbitrary amounts of time. I could try other crazy crash diets, but my plan has always been to try to figure out how to rebuild my functional human foundation. I need to learn how to do all the basics that right now are either coming within reach or are still out of reach. You know, cooking for myself has been pretty gratifying. It's hard. It's hard to do when I'm like worn out from trying to do all the things. I've been kind of leaning on berries and a slow cooker for that recently. I'm not making horribly complex meals, but that's really just it. Because I want to be a functional human being, simply going to an insane amount to make changes quickly, well, has not worked for me, and it's not going to work for me now. And so I'm kind of just trying to slow and steady make the progress I can. But I do have, you know, ambition about this process. I do want to lose as quickly as I can make happen on a consistent basis. Because I know what I could do is I could go absolutely bonkers insane and just have protein shakes and diet soda all day. And that would probably keep me, I don't know, alive, maybe? I don't know, I'm not sure how to describe it, but I'm sure I could survive that. But a big part of this journey is mental. If you're testing your own ability to withstand your life in an already difficult situation, crazy harebrained schemes get harder to maintain. I mean, it's hard for me to go on a single outing 5 times a week. Like, can I really expect much more than that? I don't know. And it's like, the way I want to push forward is I want to make better use of the time while I'm there. You know, when I'm doing my solo gym sessions or when I'm at the pool, there's certainly a lot of room to improve in either strength training or just simply calories burnt at the time. Like, that's really not, you know, that's not something I've solved yet. There's still a lot more I could do a lot better on. And so I feel like I'm on a pretty decent path. I don't think I'm going too fast. To me, too fast screams doing something that's like obviously unhealthy. Like, again, fasting for absurd periods of time, you know, trying to maybe focus on only having a single food for too long or, you know, whatever. Like, I do try to have some aspect of balance. And I guess what's kind of working in my favor in that regard, I get bored of foods pretty quickly. I was able to have, you know, broccoli every day for like a week. And then I'm like, okay, I'm switching to berries. That was, that got too boring too quickly. And so, yeah, it's just all gradual changes, gradual improvements. But I do find all this incredibly hard. I am under a lot of pressure, and I do feel, you know, excited about all the things I will be able to do. And so, yeah, I'm going to push as hard as I can wrestle myself to do on a semi-consistent basis, because this whole, like, me trying to do 5 days a week during winter, there's no guarantee I'd be able to keep at it. In fact, I'm kind of at the point where I'm second-guessing the utility of it, because yes, I lost more weight than January, but it's certainly a lot harder. It makes, you know, every day a ridiculous challenge in one way or another, whether I'm actually going out or whether it's a day like today or I'm just trying to recover and I'm still worn out. That's the fact of the matter is like, winter is incredibly hard on me physically and emotionally. On a silly side note, actually, I was mentioning to my trainer that my hands and feet get pretty cold, which I had kind of just assumed was because I was less insulated, and so I'm not as used to the cold. But it turns out, like, circulation problems are pretty go hand in hand with being a large person. And so he pointed out that apparently having beets might help with that. Now, I guess because I'm a bit of a nutter, and I like to min-max everything, I was like, well, going out to the store on a regular basis, getting beets and cooking them sounds like a big pain in the butt, honestly. But it turns out that these anti-inflammatory chemicals in the beets, in red grapes and other stuff, because, like, I can't afford red grapes in my calorie budget. Like, red grapes just have too much sugar, and it's like it would be displacing too much protein. I don't think it would work. I don't even know if they have enough fiber to justify it, honestly. So anyways, you can actually supplement beetroot. And there was this other one that's specifically from grapes. And I will say, I noticed a pretty big difference, actually. My hands and feet are nowhere near as cold, even like the day after. That was not something I anticipated happening so quickly. I wish I could say it fixed everything. It, like, basically just fixed that. So I don't know how seriously I'm gonna take that particular solution. But it does help with the comfort a bit. I think as I continue to make progress on sleep, it'll certainly help with the sleeping. And so who knows? I really wish I spent more time thinking about, like, what antioxidants or anti-inflammatory stuff does for you in general. Because I was watching a bunch of other videos, actually. There's this one guy, the Bioneer, I think he calls himself on YouTube. And he was talking about why he doesn't think taking steroids or testosterone is a good idea. I mean, to each their own. I'm not going to tell people what they should and shouldn't do, though I will admit, being somewhat pokey-poke adverse myself, I'm certainly in no rush to go down that road. I know the meme is that, as a man, testosterone just makes you objectively better. Well, at least by a certain set of criteria. And so, well, why wouldn't you want more? But at this point, I'm kind of like, well, I'll see where my body naturally rests at once I'm actually, you know, where I should be. I'm not really that worried about that, all things considered. I feel like I have way more front and center concerns to worry about. And it's funny because there's this phrase that comes to mind when people are like, oh, don't sweat the small stuff. Then it's all small stuff. And I think this is good advice in many circumstances, because if you're like me, and you tend to worry about, well, anything you can worry about, yeah, you're gonna just be spinning your wheels in your own stress and frustration for a long time in ways that are unproductive and don't really help you. The thing is, though, is that there is small stuff I absolutely need to sweat. Like, for instance, eating habits certainly felt like, oh, it's not that big a deal. Certainly felt like, oh, it's such a simple, basic thing. Sleep feels like such a simple, basic thing. But I'm realizing, in trying to build up your own foundations for a healthy, productive life, requires paying a lot of attention to some of that basic, simple stuff if you're like me and have been neglecting it for a long period of time. And so the thing is that I guess I would differentiate between the small stuff and the basics. And so the basics in this case is, well, is Gabriel having vegetables and protein and, like, not going overboard on calories today? Okay, that's the basic done. But on a day like today, where the scale has me 1 pound higher than yesterday, do I then freak out about how the mission is over and how I failed and how it's got to go back up again and I can never do this? No, that's, I would say insane, but it's actually normal. I've done that a couple of times. But the fact is that's the small stuff you don't really want to sweat. Because every single day on its own is not that important. But the consistency over time makes a huge deal. And so I guess you could say I'm trying to put that into practice with this new, you know, trying to get back into the 5 days a week thing that I've been doing for 5 days now, where it's like, yes, I could be super hard on myself and micromanage. Oh, I didn't, you know, make optimal use of every second at the pool. Look at me, I'm such a disaster. But at this point, I'm kind of like, well, this is more of an experiment to see if I can even do this during winter. Like, let's be real. Canadian winters suck. Would not recommend, you know, on some level, all the people being like, rah, rah, Canada, we don't want to become the 51st state. I don't know, I think I would mentally, emotionally, and physically benefit from living somewhere where there wasn't winter. Yeah, yeah, I get it. Us Anglos may have been adapted to winter one way or another. I certainly do not feel adapted at this size. Who knows how I feel later. But it's like, I will say, that has been the hardest part of this journey, is trying to dismiss self-directed anger, disappointment, and frustration over struggling to get the basics that you've neglected for so long done. Like, it's incredibly tough, you know? It's like every day I get some stark reminder that I'm still not a functional human being. And it's really hard. And is it better to, like, just ignore that and continue to shrivel up and get in a worse state? I don't think so. But I'm also starting to realize how much lifestyle really does play into things. And when I say lifestyle, most people imagine, you know, things that you choose yourself. But to me, I think of lifestyle as like the bigger picture between you're born into certain situations that may or may not help you. Your, you know, situation in the world has certain constraints and limitations. And like, yes, you can gradually work to change those, but every change in life has some opportunity cost or requires some sacrifice to change. And so that's why I'm kind of frustrated with some of the people who kind of want to talk about like, oh, anyone who's this big is just, you know, weak, evil, or whatever the meme is. Because, like, it's so simple to fix. Just count your calories. And hey, I am certainly probably more on the pro counting calories side than the not counting calories side of it. But I don't know. I would just retort to somebody, say, how about you try being 570 pounds and try to live a functional life? I mean, generally, you got there because you weren't living one. But there are things outside of one's control that can contribute. And I think that's a big part of the discussion that's missing. But like, being even this heavy is hard. It's kind of tough in the sense that it feels like nothing gets any easier. Because here I am, able to go on these walks, do a little bit more day to day, but what ends up happening is those things are still incredibly hard to do. Like right now, I'm really worn out from this walk, and it's like I want to go to the store and pick up a few things, because I'm starving and I need something easy. But I needed to be relatively healthy. And, like, I was seriously looking at ordering in junk today to give you an idea of how near and dear these pressures are. Like, I seriously looked. I'm like, okay, well, what's worth getting? And I guess I'm lucky in the sense I was able to refuse and go for this walk. But it's like, I really do feel like I'm a bit at a breaking point. And in some ways, I worry this walk was ill-advised. There were other things I wanted to get done today. You know, non-exercise-related productivity tasks that I'm completely falling behind on. And it's genuinely incredibly hard because it's like, it's hard to summon up the time to focus on things. It feels like in a month, I have like two genuinely productive days outside of the exercise. And even then, that's not guaranteed. But I'm constantly being reminded that, yeah, winter is just making everything more difficult. I am tired of the cold. I am tired of all this inconvenient snow. In a weird roundabout way, the snow actually helped me. I think shoveling helped keep me on track for this month's goal. It was a great way to sneak in a bit of cardio, I guess. But the problem is even though shoveling is done, now there's like snow and ice and slush everywhere. I hate it. I really do. I am feeling incredibly worn down. But if you want the upshot to all this, I'm also feeling like I can endure it. And that's somewhat of an unfamiliar feeling. Because when I started pushing down the calories, as in having as little calories as I could, over, you know, the span of a week, that was hard. I was pretty hungry. Even right now, I'm pretty hungry. But it's like I'm finally at the point where it's like it's no longer a crisis. I can hold on. I can try to make a better decision. Oh, but I'm so incredibly sore. Like, ironically, I thought it would be the hunger that would push me to want to eat junk food. But it's actually not. It's the pain that drives me to want to eat junk food. Like, I had a particularly intense personal training session the other day, and it's like I still feel sore in my core from like one of the last exercises I did finishing up. I was pushing a sled with like 90 pounds on it. And oh my goodness, kind of crazy to think, I used to be wearing that 90 pounds, and it was incredibly hard to move. I still feel like garbage from that, and it's like, I went to the pool yesterday in hopes I would feel better, but like, again, it's like my own boredom is what kind of pushes me to do things. So I was doing these laps, going into the hot tub, going out of the hot tub, into the pool, doing some more laps. And it's like, damn, I'm just worn out and sore. And another reason why I'm so excited to get slimmer is because the pain from all these things, when you're this size, is so much harder to deal with. There's some parts of my body that, you know, you can't actually reach and, you know, push down on and kind of give some comfort. But, like, there's other places that are either too covered in fat or just I don't have the mobility to reach. You know, it's like, it's hard. And the insulation makes, like, even thermic things, you know, harder to help, you know. Being in the hot tub, it's like I'm in there 10 minutes. I reach under my gut and it's like my folds are still cold. I haven't completely warmed up. I'm not feeling the full benefit of that effect. And like, this is the thing that I really, I guess I've learned through this process, is that recovery at this size is so dang hard. And like, yeah, that's why you don't want to push yourself a crazy amount, but I'll admit, I think you can safely push yourself at this size a lot more than you would want to. Because I certainly have limits summoning up the will to challenge myself, and I have a feeling that that is way more of the real limitation than what theoretical maximum I can safely reach. Because yes, if I was able to like just remote control myself and be like, okay, I've got to swim 100 laps no matter what, and I'm not going to take any breaks, like, yeah, that's a nice idea. But the moment you stop, you get this overwhelming, like, oh, I need to stop, this is too much. And I'm sure I would actually give out at some point there. But that's the issue I'm kind of struggling with, is I'm trying to overcome my mental limits, which are clearly way before the actual physical limits. And so I think I still have a lot of room to grow. But it's nice in the sense that all this gets easier as I lose the weight. And so it's helping me recognize how much further I can go in terms of getting good at all these different things, getting better at controlling myself in many different, I guess, circumstances. So I don't know. All in all, I think February has gone fantastically, and it's just a little difficult, is really all I'm gonna say. It's been hard on me. I've even recorded a walk before that had some awkward interference, so I wasn't able to publish it. And it's kind of just felt like a lot of things haven't been going my way in the last few days. But I'm pushing on, and I'm excited for what lies ahead. Now that I'm knocking on the door of 450, I am overjoyed that I will be under 400 in a couple of months. Maybe by the time we're fully in spring, I will be below 400 and able to take on many more interesting challenges. And that'll be quite an interesting milestone. The next thing I want to put out, actually, is I do want to do, once I'm like actually below 450, I want to put together a video talking about, well, a bit of a retrospective, I guess, talking about my journey till now. And, I don't know, maybe it'll be interesting, maybe it won't. I really wish I had more videos from the early days, but I really don't. I mean, I wasn't happy to be there, and I honestly didn't expect everything to kind of just fall into place in the way that it has. So, all that's to say, if you're still listening, I appreciate it. I really do. Any comments, questions, feedback, anything you have, by all means, I'm very open-minded. If people send me suggestions I disagree with, I still keep them in mind, because there's very often, you know, things I'm potentially missing. I don't pretend to know everything. I'm figuring this out as I go. But I know a lot of people are very kind, have a lot of encouragement to share, and perspective that's worth having. So I really do, in addition to being incredibly surprised, I do appreciate that people bother to tune into these and listen. It really does mean a lot, and I hope I can impress you with what's coming up in the months ahead. Thank you, and I hope you have an excellent one. Take care.